Father said, "My very dear healers, much has transpired over the past 2 weeks. This process was necessary for my plan to move forward. I needed to see if you would be willing to sacrifice what you hold dear to your hearts for me, and all of you did. All of you gave me one of the greatest sacrifices a human can give. You gave me part of your heart when you destroyed your teams. So I want to say thank you. I want to stop for a second. People say in this world that God doesn't change, that he's consistent in everything he does. But when I ask that question, no one can ever give me an answer as to, well, okay, how is that? So I'll throw this at you. There was a time where Father asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. And he did that to see what his loyalty would bring and where his heart was and where his faith was. That's exactly what Father did with all of us this past two-week period of time. So kudos to everyone for working through this." So then he continued, "I know that this process was painful and agonizing for all of you. It turned your hearts inside out and shook you to the edge of your faith. Some of you are still struggling, and your teams are not complete. Within the next few weeks, all of this will come to an end, and your teams will be complete. Continue to vet them. Go with your gut and what your heart tells you. I have all the confidence in all of you. Now I'd like to tell all of you that Supplanter's team is now complete. All that is needed is the final training of a few teammates. Over the next 6 months, that will take place, and all the members will be in place. You have no idea how long I have waited for that day to come into being. My plan will move forward rapidly next year, and all that I and Supplanter have been telling you will start to unfold. The Apostle Orlovsky will come to understand what this team's purpose is for, and he will engage many of you in conversations. I would counsel you to stay in the truth. We have nothing to hide from him. When those moments come, you will remember my words. I am so very proud of all of you. Some of you felt that this current process was too much for you and that you wanted off the team. I told you that you could handle impossible, did I not? This was just the beginning of my confirmation for you with all I have laid into you and all the gifts that I have given you. I have not opened all of your gifts. Today, when my son prays the closing prayer, I will then open all of the gifts for all the purpose of serving mankind. Yes, that statement should be a bit overwhelming for you to hear. But as I said, you can handle impossible, or I would not have chosen all of you for this task. Now take heart, be strong, and know I love you more than you will ever understand. Does anyone have any questions?" I'll tell you that when he means that Orlovsky is going to come and talk to you and you should stay in the truth, he's basically saying that he may ask you some pointed questions about the team, and he's telling you to just be honest and tell him what you know of me, of the team, of anything that he asks, which I think is will be the focal, or I should say the catalyst, for him to actually come and approach me at one point and ask me what's going on. So I would like to confirm for everybody that what you should have now on your team is one lead angel from the Light Brigade. Everyone has now been given two legions of angels to command. You're going to have one from the Light Brigade, and you're going to have one from the Warrior Brigade. And the Warrior Brigade will report to you and your Light Brigade angel. You can just give the command to your lead angel, and he's the one who will siphon out and decide who needs to do what. The only one that has more than one legion is Blazar. He actually has three because he picked that fight with Satan, and then Satan came after him and his family a couple weeks ago. So Father thought it was necessary to give Blazar one extra legion. So he actually has three. I wanted to rewind quickly and just go over how we figured out all this deception. It happened on October 31st. I was actually in Kalamazoo staying at Firelight and Fireplace's house. I was there to train Fireplace that weekend. And I was discussing with them how much I love my team and how we have a camaraderie and we have a friendship and they're like my brother and sister. And Firelight looked at me across the room and kind of went, "Yeah, I don't have that with my guy." And through that conversation, we realized that he was evil, that he had been actually ratting us out to Satan for probably a little over more than 3 years, and we ended up destroying him. Then we looked at Lightstream's team. I destroyed that team. And then it just kind of cascaded on and on from there until you and I are now at a point where I don't think that any of us has any of the original crew that we started with, which is exactly what Father was trying to get to. Give or take one or two people. And then I recently actually got Amanda back, so I was actually happy about that. I had to kill my other lead angel that I actually received 2 days ago, and now I have a new one. So I'm just telling you that this is going to take a couple more weeks. Most of you have responded to me and sent me your complete teams. If you don't have all that information yet, I'm going to give you another 2 weeks, because Father said just wait, because he's still thinning the herd. And he's doing all of this so that you and I are constantly aware of what's going on around us, which is what he was telling you and I for the past 3 months. We kind of thought that those statements had to do with the world, or our families, or our jobs, everything outside of our comfort zone, and apparently it didn't have anything to do with that. So here we are, dealing with all of it. I wanted to tell you that we now are liberating 1 million rounds a day. That was my retaliation against Satan. It was one of my first steps towards him. So Stotharion is now working with the chief apostles in eternity, and they have a plan in place. And Father said, you actually now are almost close to the tip of the iceberg with 1 million realms a day. I want to go over what your counseling angel is for. Not all of you have one. When you get to the point of becoming who Father said you are, which is what your name is, he'll remove from you your spirit, and he'll assign to you a counseling angel. You need to vet the counseling angel too. Every single angel that comes in front of you, you need to question what their authority is. Are they legit or not? If you have one moment of doubt or hesitation, or they say they serve you, those are red warning signs going off like crazy that no, they're not serving who they're supposed to, because they're supposed to be saying they serve the Creator and they serve the team. Okay? A counseling angel is going to be for you. Father's going to give you a tablet. Most of us already have it. It'll appear in your heart. And when you're ready to actually go and look at that tablet, that is Father's plan for you. And it's actually in his language. So you're going to need your counseling angel to walk you through how to read it. And even though you're going to look at it and it almost looks like hieroglyphics or pictures, your brain is not going to comprehend what it is, but your heart is going to understand completely. And then down the road, when everything falls into place, you're going to know exactly where you fit in to this plan. And I will also define for you at times what it is we're going to be doing. Okay? That is what the counseling angel is for. The newest facet to the team is I have added now a healing angel for every single person on the team. That healing angel is now going to be your lead angel as far as healings go, for helping you. If you're sick, you're not feeling well, you can plug your team in, and then you can ask your healing angel to step in and facilitate some different kind of energy, because they have a totally different energy than any other angel. It's a soothing energy. It's supposed to help us heal. And then if somebody comes across your path and you think to yourself, I would very much like to send someone to help them heal, then you just tell your healing angel, could you please send someone, and they will take care of it. Does anybody have any questions up to this point? Okay. Blazar had a situation where he went into hell, and he used my name to knock down a bunch of demons. My name carries the same weight as Jesus' name does. But I want to point out that your name, the one that Father gave you, also carries power and authority as well. If you find yourself in a battle or a situation where you're getting overwhelmed, then all you need to do is say your name, and the pog that you have inside of you will be magnified, and it'll wipe out everything in front of you. But you have to believe in the power and authority that you stand in, and you have to believe that your name actually carries power. It has everything to do with faith. Okay? In the million emails I sent you, I told you I was going to go visit hell. I did. I actually pulled 10 legions from the Light Brigade, and 10 legions from the Warrior Brigade. I met the Warrior Brigade commander. His name is Barimos. He said to me, you can call me Barry. I said, there's no way I'm ever going to call you Barry. And he's huge. But we ended up meeting at the front of an entrance that goes to hell. It actually is like a cavern. And we all walked in and walked down this tunnel. And as we came out into hell, it was pitch black. As most of you know, hell is dark. It's very cold. And the only light that we could see was the light that was illuminating from us as we walked in. We formed our lines. We stood in place. And then I gave the word to attack. And when we did that, we started running forward. And what we could see was there was millions of demons in rows in front of us. And then behind them was actually a castle or fort that Satan had built and fortified while he knew I was coming during this time frame. And he was like a coward as usual, hiding all the way in the back. And I said, once we burst through the wall, he's mine. As we ran up, I released the pog, but I also released the love that Father has given me for mankind. And when I did that, it actually shot up into the sky, and it illuminated all of hell to the point where these demons were all blinded, which gave us an advantage. So we were just pogging. At one point, I took my sword out and used my shield, too, because I feel the hands-on approach is more personable. At one point, as we were bursting through everything, I created a lightning bolt, and I slammed it into the ground. And when I did that, it even became 10 times even brighter than the love I received from Father for mankind. We punched through all the lines, we burst through the wall, and as I was coming into the courtyard, Satan was running down the stairs, and he was yelling at me, you cannot be here, you cannot do this, and I grabbed him by the throat, and I quietly pulled him in close to me, and I said, do not confuse my patience or tolerance of you as weakness. You are but a pawn in my Father's game, and you serve a purpose. I said, but you went a little too far, and you pissed in my sandbox. I said, so I'm going to piss in yours. And I pointed to the lightning bolt. I said, that lightning bolt, it represents that I now own this real estate. I am claiming this part of hell in my Father's name. So you're going to need to move. If anyone touches that lightning bolt, they will be immediately destroyed. I said, you can leave now. And I said, if you ever infiltrate my team again, I will come back and I will do worse than what I did today. And I threw him across the ground and he actually crawled away. Michael was standing there, Stotharian was standing there, and Stotharian tapped me on the shoulder and he said, sir, 500,000 demons would like to convert back to our side. I said, please make the arrangements. A week later, I was told that that area of hell that we commandeered for ourselves now is now a training place for them. Or I should say a concentration camp, whatever you call it, reworking situation for these demons to turn back into angels. So I smiled and went, well, I'm glad that we're using this real estate for something good. I need everyone to always be aware of what's going on around them, that you do not let down your guard, that I'm telling you, I'm going to stress it again. If you ever have a second guess or a weird feeling in your chest or your heart about anybody standing in front of you, pog first. Ask questions later. If the pog doesn't affect them, then you need to take your sword out and cut their heads off. Okay? I destroyed Amanda, and I pleaded with Father this past week, and I said, she wasn't evil after I found out that I killed her. I would very much like her back. He said, certainly. Father can create anybody. Okay? He actually created Marty for me 2 days ago, and I just can't trust him, so I ended up killing him again. We all are aware of the fact of the grieving process that we're all going through. This turned our hearts inside out, as Father said. I need everyone to take the time that you need to get back on your feet emotionally, to get your head around this, and I need you to just be clear about it. If you have any question at any time, please reach out, okay? In a conversation that Fireplace was having with me through text and having with Firelight the other day, she put out a point and said, maybe we need to assign angels protection to our healing teams to keep them safe. So, with the power and authority that I've given all of you, it's now your responsibility that once you have confirmed that these are your healing master and your psychic surgeon, then you look at your lead angel and you tell him to assign 2 angels each to each one of them to keep them safe. Okay? Anybody have any questions at this point?
the phone kind of cut out for me. You said that once we've confirmed the healing master and psychic surgeon, we're supposed to do what?
You're supposed to tell your lead angel to assign 2 more angels to each one of them to keep them safe.
To keep them safe, okay.
Correct. Yeah, so they don't get infiltrated again. So if Satan tries to sneak in and be the worm that he is, we catch him. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. When I was in Kalamazoo 2 weeks ago, I asked Firelight to give me a healing. And usually when I get a healing, it's mostly for the healer, and it's also information for the team. So I've asked Firelight if she would be willing to share these details with you. So, Firelight.
Hi, everyone. So real quickly to get started, went into the first chakra. And as we know, the first chakra is like the foundation. It's your path in life. When I went into his first chakra, there were beautiful rolling green meadows and hills. It was very, very bright. There was a stream running through, and I could see souls that were kind of coming up over the hill in the meadows. And as I was painting this picture of what I was seeing, the planter confirmed for me that what I was actually looking at was the realm of paradise. And there was just this sense of peace and confidence. It was very, very blissful. Going into the second chakra, I saw supplanter, which again, the second chakra is where your creativity, your sensuality, sexuality, your emotions are located. And so going into the chakra, I saw him sitting at a desk, and he held like a deck of cards, and he was looked like he was playing like solitaire. But the energy that I felt watching him sit there is that he was in complete control of everything, of all of his emotions. There was no more, because in the past, you could always see like a ball of energy that were his emotions, but now that was completely gone. Now sitting there, he was in complete control of everything. Going into the third chakra, this is the chakra that helps you stay true to yourself. It's where your gut feeling, your intuition, it's also where your ego is located. And going into this chakra was a completely different energy than what I've experienced before in giving supplanter healings. And that energy was that he was in check with his ego. And ego not in the sense of, as someone thinks of like egotistical, but more ego in the line of the confidence was there. He knows who he is. He knows his intuition. He knows his gut feelings. He knows in making a decision, he doesn't waver. And Father helped clarify that there's going to come a point in time where Father's not going to be available, and he has to make a decision, and it's a life-changing, world-changing, decision, and that he has that ability to do that. The confidence is there. Going into the fourth chakra, which is the heart chakra, kind of took me back for a moment, because as I walk in there, there's Father standing there just with a big smile on his face, waving at me. And all of a sudden, as I look, there's a complete line up. And to the right of him, was the Lord Jesus and HS, and then different souls from eternity. And then to the left, there's the planter stood. And then there was a small space waiting for the woman of his dreams, and then the rest of the team. And the energy there is that everything is all lined up. Everything is in place. We're just waiting for that space there to be filled. But everything else is in its place. And Father was very, very happy and exciting and was excited. And it was nice to feel, that energy from him just, waving at me. Going into the fifth chakra, I saw Supplanter standing behind a podium. Through this process, he's being trained to answer questions, to be able to stand in front of a large audience and be prepared for everything that is coming his way, questions, accusations, all of that. So he's, again, everything is lining up and preparing him for the future. Going into the sixth chakra, you know, I've, you know, given Supplanter healing several times, and so I know what his house looks like. I know the background, the scenery, all of that. But walking into his house this time caught me off guard because right away there was like a reflection of gold. So quickly I stepped out to kind of get a bird's view to see what exactly or where exactly was I at. And from that bird's eye view, he is now living in a wing off of the palace, you know, our father's home. So then I went back in, and there was an angel there who proceeded to give me a tour and walked me around. And, you know, again, I walked by, you know, where the throne room was at. And then the angel took me into a gathering room. And in this gathering room, he walked me up to two individuals. And the first individual was David. And it just hit me deep because David is the one biblical being that if I were to have, you know, a wish granted to me of who would you want to meet, it's always been him. And so I was humbled, but yet as I stood there shaking his hand and being introduced, it was like from one, you know, comrade to the other. It was really awesome. And I noticed behind him were all of these souls. And I asked him, I said, you know, who are these? And he said, you know how Satan has prepared an army of souls. He said, we have done the same. All of these souls have come forward and volunteered to be a part of this. And he said, at this point, he said, we are able to go soul for soul in comparison to Satan's army. And then there was another man standing next to David, and I was introduced to him, and that was Joshua. So it was really exciting and overwhelming all at the same time for them to be there and for me to be able to finally meet them. And just the knowledge now, knowing that we too have an army behind us of souls that have volunteered. during this entire healing, first of all, when we got started, I have recorded meditation music that I use. In the beginning of the healing, Supplanter was like uncomfortable, and I asked him, I said, why are you uncomfortable? He goes, I'm not a real fan of, you know, the flutes and the whatever it is that, you know, the Indian, you know, music that I was listening to. So we put the music on to his music of preference, which reminded me of a soundtrack from an amazing movie. I guess we'll call the movie Lord Supplanter. It was, you know, very upbeat, you know, just kind of reminded me of like almost like superhero music. So this music has been playing the entire time I'm doing the healing. And so when I get into the crown chakra, I'm like looking for Father, and this music is just now really upbeat tempo and very magnificent and mighty, and I'm like looking, and there I see Father dancing. Yes, dancing to this music, and I was like taken aback again. I was like, okay, he's dancing. And he was dancing really fun, and you couldn't help but laugh and see his, this side of him. And I'm standing there, and I'm like, don't, do you want to say anything to me, or is there anything, you know, and he just kind of like chuckled, and he's like, I'm proud of you both, you know, Supplanter knows he can come and talk to me anytime, I don't have to give you a message, and he's just kind of dancing and enjoying himself, and I'm laughing, and then instead of bringing back Supplanter's energy, Father said that he, you know, would supply that energy to fill Supplanter in his space. So the three things that I took from this healing were everything that I needed to, like, move forward with this team. And it's not that it's all about me, but as things are quickly progressing, the first thing that helped me is seeing that Supplanter knows who he is. I mean, he's known who he is for a long time, but to actually have the inside match the outside and vice versa, that gave me a great deal of confidence, knowing that I can follow him and support him in any capacity now because of him knowing who he is. Second, he's in complete control of his emotions. I believe, you know, a couple years ago, Brilliance was the one that was schooling me and, you know, making me think about what it is and to control your emotions. And it's a huge step. And then the third thing that I learned from it is, you know, Father's personality and his love and his character. And it really connected with me because, you know, a lot of times, you know, when we're talking with him, you know, he is gentle, he is loving, he is kind. And then we also see, like, the Old Testament side of Father. But this side of Father was very endearing. And my relationship with him, I feel, changed that day. I just felt more connected with him and was happy to be able to share this, you know, with everyone else. So, thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions about that? Father's actually a very stunning dancer.
Yeah, he is.
He was doing a waltz at one point. It was very impressive. Of course, he invented dancing. Okay. I asked Fireplace if she would be willing to share her first experience where she helped a coworker. I had done her training on Saturday, and the very next Monday, a couple days later, she was actually helping one of her coworkers. So, Fireplace, if you'd be so kind.
Hi, everyone.
Howdy.
Hi. all right. So this woman I work with, we're pretty close, and so she knows me inside and out and what I've been going through and everything. And her boyfriend, I'll call him, her significant other, he's got, like, medical problems, and he's grouchy and he's greedy and stuff. So it's really nice that I could, you know, she was just telling me about him one particular day and how things weren't going very well. So I thought, how nice, you know, I can actually do something about it now. I mean, other than I had been praying, but, you know, I could really get in there. So pretty much I pogged him and I cleared the house and I grounded the house and I was filling it with, you know, peace and love and comfort. And as I'm doing that, my team is, like, bringing me out to the backyard, and so I looked at him and I asked, I said, you know, what's out in the backyard? And he told me that it was that he had like a pole barn out there that he just goes out there, and when he's irritated, he just, you know, goes out there and stews on his whatever he's angry about. So so I got to also ground that, and so that was peace and love and whatever else too, but I don't know. Pretty much all I got.
Thank you. She didn't want to tell anybody anything, but I said it's pretty impressive that after 2 days of training, you already had seen that. So I thought it was kind of neat that she should share that with everybody. That doesn't happen all the time. So thank you for sharing that with us. Dan was given the name Quasar about a week and a half ago. And we also know that we have Blazar on the team. And Father said to me, it's not a coincidence that he named these two healers that. He said they will be known as the Brothers of Power from this point forward. So the two of them have been fostering a brotherhood. They've been talking and building that relationship, which I appreciate and was happy to hear. We will be doing Quasar's training on Saturday, December 6th. So if you would please remember us that day so I don't poke out his eye and he doesn't go blind. last weekend, we were in Canada, and we visited Tom and Susan and the boys, and a lot of healings took place. Unfortunately, Tom had three entities attached to him, and Firelight went in and found them, and she removed them, but Tom is still struggling, so I would ask everyone to continue to pray for him. I have created a Pog shield around him. Firelight actually found a portal in their bedroom, so she moved it, which is the new thing that I'm going to give all of you in the prayer at the end of this meeting. I'm going to give you the power and authority to move portals. While we're on that subject, this is how you move a portal. All you have to do is concentrate on where the portal is, take a deep breath, and then all you have to imagine is that you're taking your hand and you're throwing it into an open field somewhere. Just imagine an open field and take it from wherever it is and throw it as hard as you can, and it'll end up in a vacant field somewhere. And that's it. That's how you move a portal. I will give you that power and authority when I pray today. I need everyone to be self-sufficient because it's going to get to a point where everybody needs to have all the tools. Father's going to unlock everybody's gifts today, so it's not a coincidence that we're doing all of this today. During Tranquility's healing, Fireplace was giving her the healing. Father said to me, these two will be known as the Sisters of Sympathy and Compassion. And they both kind of smiled because they're both only children. They both have always wanted a sister, so the two of them have had a connection for a couple of years now. They just couldn't figure out why it was, and now the two of them understand it, and now they're building a relationship with each other, too, which is awesome. So, I wanted to let everybody know formally that the spouses are going to be part of the team, if they so choose to be. I have spoke to Aaron and Steve and Brad, and all three of them are interested in becoming healers on the team. The position that they'll hold as spouses is not subservient to their wives. They actually will be the same as we are. They'll have the same power and authority. They'll have the same team makeup. They'll have the same gifts, so whatever Father gives them at that point. But I want to tell everyone that has a spouse that you can tell them if they're interested in being on the team that they have the opportunity to do it now, to get to the point where I think that I can train you, which is not going to happen until probably late summer or fall of next year. They need to be meditating. They need to know all three or all two of my series now. They need to be meditating on a daily basis. They need to get control of their own lives, understand their own spaces. And if they can't do that, then I can't have them on the team. And I've already explained that to a couple people. So if you would be so kind to let your spouses know that this is here, if they're interested, they can. I've also told Sandy, Blazar's wife, she actually has already had an incident where demons were coming into her house. She had a sword in her hand, and she was cutting demons' heads off. So she's already ahead of the curve, so good for her. With everything that's taken place over the last 3 weeks, I was inundated by a lot of phone calls, texts, emails, panics, and we have on our team two generals. We've got General Trisis, and we have General Brilliance. I have decided now, effective today, that they are going to actually step up. They're not in title anymore. They are actually in authority and command. So I have created a structure, and they will have direct reports. I will have fewer people that will report directly to me. Now, just because I'm doing this, I'm not telling you that you can't contact me anymore. What I'm going to ask everybody to do is this. I'm going to email you the structure. I'm also going to ask Fred to post it on the website. And I would like you to look at it, and I would like you to see who I've assigned you to. And if you have an issue or situation, I would ask you to contact your general first, discuss it with them. If they can't answer you, then they'll contact me, and then I'll give them back the answer, okay? I would appreciate it because we're going to get even more people on the team, and it's going to become even more busier, and I know my limitations, and I don't want to cut anyone short. So I will just run through briefly on this recording so everybody has it, but I will, again, email you this list. The direct reports to me are General Trisis, General Brilliance, Colonel Fireplace will report to me because she's being trained by me, so is Colonel Quasar, and then I will start training Colonel Luminance, who is Maddie, Sig, in March for her birthday. Once all three of you are trained, then I will move you under a general, and we'll keep the command structure the way it is. So, for General Trisis, here's your direct reports. Colonel Tranquility, Colonel Lightstream, Colonel Starburst, Colonel Blazar, Colonel Quasar. you will report to Trisus with any issues you have or questions. For General Brilliance, you have Firelight, Light Starter, Light Star, Fireplace down the road, Luminance. All of you will report directly to her. So if you have any questions down the road, you can refer to the sheet again. I'll email it to all of you, and all will be well in the world. I am still available for anybody, okay? I'm not going to dock you. I'll take away your stripe if you contact me. But anyway, it needs to happen, and I even had a conversation with Father about everything that took place, because when we decided, I should say, when I decided to wipe out the original healing, or not healing, but the original protection angels that Father created from the word go, and part of them were part of this coup when Satan got kicked out of heaven, he was not the one who decided to do that. I did. And because he is my father, he already had the warrior brigade, he said, trillions upon trillions of them waiting in the ranks. I even at one point during this process grabbed Michael and threw him to the ground and put my sword to his throat and looked him in the eye and asked him who he served. And he said the right things, and he said, you have to understand something, sir, that the archangels were created out of completely different energy than anyone else. He said, your father created us before anyone else. He said, our loyalty is to your father, to your brother, to you, and to HS. He said, we serve all of you. You can trust us. And I said, okay. And he goes, I cannot begin to try and understand what you are all feeling. He goes, but I do not hold anything against you for doing what you just did. And I said, I appreciate that. It was not an easy thing to do, but I had to do it. Please pray for Tom. He's struggling with different things. I'm trying to get more information as to why he still has some issues. I think that now that Firelight has moved that portal, there isn't a direct contact for them to get into the house anymore. Hopefully this is going to alleviate that problem. We'll stay on top of this and figure it out. I have a new healing master. Her name is Arduine. And I gave Lightstarter a healing yesterday. And during that healing, I felt to myself that she was pretty worthless. And so I spoke with Father today, and I said, I get the impression that I don't need a healing master anymore. I can see everything on my own. And he said, you are correct. So I have removed her. I am going to keep my psychic surgeon, Amanda, because she has the ability to remove certain things down from that person that we're giving a healing to. So I will let you know that in time, you're going to come to find that your healing master is not needed. It's not that they've become evil, okay? If you get to a point where you're now seeing clearly enough, you don't feel that you're getting any information from your healing master, then I'm giving you the authority to have them stand down. And when you get a healing, you'll just be using your psychic surgeon. Okay? Does anybody have any questions about that? Excellent. I've decided, because of the holidays next month, that we're going to cancel the December 7th meeting, and everybody can have a month to just be with their families. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah, and I'll probably send an email out during that holiday season. But for now, we're not going to have meetings in December. With everything that's kind of gone on recently, I think things are going to come to a head, like Father said, within the next 2-3 weeks. So in the middle of December, things should kind of mellow out, and the season's coming, and we love our big brother and all he's done for us. So just enjoy the time with your families. I am still available for everyone, so are the generals, if anything should come up. The next meeting is actually going to be Friday, January 9th at 6 p.m. I will also include that email to you, the 2015 schedule. I have changed the Sunday meetings from 4 p.m. Central Standard Time to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, but the Fridays will still remain at 6 p.m., okay? So I appreciate that. And then on a final note, I just want to let everybody know that I met the woman of my dreams 4 years ago. I just didn't know it until about 4 months ago, and I will let you all know that it's actually Sydney. So we're going to refer to Sydney as Starlight. Pause for a big applause.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
very happy for you. Very, very happy.
It cost me a lot of money to pay her to come onto the team, so I'll be paying that off the rest of the team. So I appreciate everyone's prayers, and we'll share the story as time goes by. But, yeah, she's it. So I thank Father for that gift, because that's what the woman of my dreams is. She she is going to stand by my side. And down the road, eventually what will happen is the two generals will report to her when she gets up to speed and everything moves forward. So, again, thank you, everyone, for your patience with me through all these years. Apparently, Father keeps his promises. That's so sweet. Does anybody have any questions about anything at this point? Okay. Then I would like to pray with everybody. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, as we bow our eyes and our heads, we step before you and bow in humble reverence. We are literally standing in front of you, and now we are kneeling. The whole team is in your presence. It is a bit overwhelming, Father, when we come to you, because there is such a joy, there is such a love, there is such a light that illuminates from you. And all our lives, we've often heard of you, we've heard of how you are, but very rarely, Father, did we ever get the opportunity to actually experience you, to hear you, to feel you, and now to even see you. It is through this entire process that you have molded the hearts of our teammates and you have brought us all together. And through this past three-week period of time, you have actually tore us apart, but you have continued to hold us in your hand, and we were able, Father, now to rebuild our teams and our lives, and we are able to move forward. We appreciate the grace that you have given us and the understanding. We definitely appreciate, Father, the gifts that you will now unlock in every single healer today. And in the power and authority that you have given me, I now give all of them the power and authority to move portals as well. It is because of this situation that's coming down the road, Father, that everyone needs to be completely up to speed. They can stand autonomously by themselves when they need to. I trust them completely. They stand in my power and authority, and I know, Father, that they will always do what is right in your eyes, and they will do what is right for mankind. I don't have any second guesses. I don't have any concerns anymore. I have confidence in everyone who is able to now move forward as a healer, accept the teams that you have handed them, vet them, and then come to learn to trust them in time, which is what, Father, is a difficult task for all of us. So I'm going to ask now, Father, for all of us who have suffered under this, that you would send an extra blessing of comfort to our hearts, an extra healing energy to help us move forward. We will grieve, Father, still a little bit more because these beings who worked with us, they were our friends. They were our brothers and sisters. And it's almost beyond words that they would turn on us and do what they did. But in some way, Father, we have to find the strength to forgive them and to move forward. And we will do that in time. But I'll be honest right now, I don't think I can forgive any one of them. I'm still struggling with that. So I pray that you will give me also the ability to forgive these beings who did what they did to us. And down the road, hopefully everyone else can too or already has. I pray that for them. I pray for peace, Father, through the weekend. We pray for eternity where we liberate a million realms a day. That is not a small operation, and we appreciate our brothers and sisters who work there, who grow tiresome sometimes. Let them know, Father, that we love them. We support them. We pray for them that they are not alone. And if there is a heart here, Father, now on our team who's grieving, who's hurting, who has a special request, then I ask, Father, that you look at it, that you please grant it. And Brother Jesus, if there's someone that's aching or hurting in some way, I'm going to ask you to personally spend time with them and bring them close to you, and you can hold them too through this process, and I know you'll do that for us. We pray for the weekend and all that it holds for us. The holiday seasons are coming up. Thanksgiving, Father, is but a week away. And see our hearts, Father, with the thankfulness that we have through everything we've been through. And most of us, Father, on the team, we all struggle financially. We struggle health-wise, but know, Father, that never once does our thankfulness for you ever wane in the midst of what we're put through. See the confidence in your team here, Father. We don't look back anymore. We always look forward. So if there's something we've forgotten, Father, and I know you'll step in and provide it, and as always, I bow to your will, and I thank you for this time to spend with them. And, Father, I love you very much, and so do they. And according to your will again, Father, we pray and ask these things. Thank you for spending time with us tonight. We love you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Everyone have a happy Thanksgiving. I love you all.
Take care.